Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of the pastors here at the Rock.
God bless you, Rock. God bless you. It's an honor here to be here tonight. Pastor Dan, thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. Tonight, I got a message I'm going to deliver because the Spirit of God is already here. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it started in the morning services and it continues. And there's a lingering presence of Almighty God. You could have the best preacher up here, the best communicator, the best formula of words, the linguistic mastery of individuals. If the Spirit of God is not here, we cannot do church as Christ wants it. The Christ that I know, the Christ of the Bible, resonates in the hearts of people and promotes his agenda. And what's his agenda? His agenda is people. It always will be. It always commanded from the scriptures to be. And that's the center of his attention. That's the center of why he came. Tonight, I got a message called Beautiful People. I preached it once with some of our staff and some of our volunteer staff in SBT and Breaking Free Mentors. And I want to preach it here tonight. I want to give you from the perspective of God's beauty of what it is to be a beautiful person. It's not the expectation of what we see on Instagram and Facebook. It's not the expectation of what we see in abroad in social media and the intention getters of this world. There's some amazingly beautiful people, and they're paraded, and they're honored, and they're celebrated, and some are filthy rich. Those individuals tonight, we're not talking about. We're talking about beauty from God's perspective. We're talking about beauty, intentional beauty, and how God designed it. And that's you, and that's me. And the way I landed on this message is I was praying and I was asking God, hey, God, give me something that I can impart to the beautiful people that show up day in and day out that serve the Rock. Our volunteer staff, our ministry staff, our people that come week in and week out, changing diapers for kids, serving ministry in all capacities. And the Lord dropped something on me and he says, declare to the people how beautiful they really are. So that's what I want to do tonight. Is that okay? Okay, let's pray. Father God, I pray tonight that you will be all over what comes out of my mouth. I move out of the way and disappear. I allow the Holy Spirit to show up and make all things new. I know there are individuals in this place that you want to speak to, you want to get a hold of. You want them to pay attention for a brief moment of time to hear how amazingly beautiful they are, because they came into this place not feeling beautiful. They came into this place feeling absolutely lousy, beat up by the world, beat up by everybody else, and heavy laden. It's not just those individuals you want to talk to. It's you want to talk to your church. You want to give a word in due season. So I pray, Father God, that the word will be delivered well under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the teacher of the church. It's not people. It's you teaching. It's the Holy Spirit communicating his gospel, his will, his way. So we honor you tonight. And we say in Jesus' name that you execute what you want. And the church said, amen, amen. You know, as I was pondering this message, I got a little confused. And a little confusion came is when I was pondering how beautiful people are. Sometimes when you're pondering, you're driving or walking or you're doing stuff. And I happened to be driving at the time and I was pondering this message of God's beauty and what that means and how God's perspective is different. And I felt encouraged from the Holy Spirit. I felt uplifted. And I felt like, yes, Lord, yes, you know what? I'm going to share this and I'm going to share that. And as I was driving, someone cuts me off. And then I had to honk the horn and say, hey, you almost hit me. So sometimes we battle with our behaviors that aren't too beautiful backdrop the Word of God that declares us beautiful. And that intentionality and that focus is how I want to refocus you tonight. Because it's not what you do that is in the backdrop judging God's character and God's intentional word for you. And we do it all the time with our issues. Some of us have issues. Some of us have many issues. Some of us are perfect. And those perfect people have issues with your imperfections. What I'm saying tonight is beautiful people has a different perspective. Let's go to the Word tonight. The Word of God says this in Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Though I do not see as man sees. I don't see the physical nature. I don't see the stature of men. Remember, this was when David was being handpicked to lead Israel. God declares this. The Lord says this. Man, God, Lord sees as man doesn't see. The Lord sees the inward appearance and looks at the heart. When David was being called into service as king of Israel, there was his brothers that were lined up because the prophet told them, hey, bring your family members and bring your boys. I want to see all of them. And when he stood them up before the prophet looked them up and down, and some were tall, and some were handsome, and some were big, and some were burly, and some worked out. You could tell. They were like, man, these individuals were amazing. The prophet looks at all of them and says, hold on. I know the Lord told me to come to your house and pick from your loins, your fruit, your one of your boys, but these boys are not it. Do you have one that's not here? And the one that wasn't there was David on the hills of Judea praising God as he was tending sheep. And then they rushed to go get him, put him on that platform with all these amazing individuals. God didn't pick them. God picked the worshiper. God picked the one that wasn't present. God picked the most amazing individual that wasn't picked by men, but was handpicked by the Holy Spirit. When God sees something, he always sees it different than you and me. When God chooses things, he always chooses something different than you and me. I had the pleasure of going to Austria on a vacation, and we went to where Mozart was born. And it was amazing because Mozart changed the whole music world with a mastery of understanding the intelligence of how to write and make music. And I went up and I went to his birthplace, and they had like a little mini museum. And on the museum, there was a picture of his family and history of his family. And it said the Mozart family were beautiful people. They were celebrated from the whole community. People wanted them at parties. People needed them to come. They were amazing. He had sisters that were beautiful. That's what this thing said in this historical perspective. But he said, and then there was Mozart. He was short. He was a little thin. And it said this, he was non-impressive. But the father seen a gift on the child and ended up encouraging him to get into music. Remember, he didn't know how to write or read music. And he started coaching him as a little child to be a master musician that changed the whole world, because at age 5, he started composing music. It blew my mind away. In the backdrop of this message, the Lord is telling us this. Don't judge God through the lens of what people see on you. Don't judge God, and don't judge each other, and don't judge yourself. The Bible is all full of beautiful people. The Bible says baby Moses was beautiful. In Hebrews, it says when he was there, the deliverer of the Exodus journey of the Israeli people, Israelites, he was called a beautiful baby. Now, I've been around. You know, when you have a baby, it's always beautiful, right? According to you. You have the most gorgeous baby in the whole wide world. Not everybody sees it that way. But how many know that when the Bible says something's beautiful, that is beautiful. Moses, baby Moses, was drop dead gorgeous as a child. Because there was light on him, even as a little baby. The Bible says Rachel was beautiful. Queen Esther was beautiful. Abigail, who became King David's wife, was beautiful. It also says King David had beautiful eyes. I mean, I don't know what those eyes look like, but I'm reading the text and I'm saying, wow, he had some gorgeous eyes. That's what the Bible says. Bible says that beautiful is declared in people. You, me, are beautiful people. Because beauty in Hebrew means grace and favor. In Latin, it means honor. When we look at beauty, God's perspective, he looks it through a different lens. He looks at you and he looks at me from a whole different mindset. He actually brings pleasure, the Bible says. Psalms 139 said, you were beautifully and wonderfully made. But Pastor Joel, I don't feel that way. I know you don't feel that way, and maybe someone didn't tell you that, but that's what the Bible declares about you. When you were in your mother's womb, you were a beautiful little baby before you were born. Beautiful and wonderfully made. That's God's perspective. When God speaks these words, we have to pay attention. When we see beauty, it talks about good taste, graciousness, favor. The perspective of God is always different, like I said. You are beautiful, number one, because God calls you beautiful. Beauty is not a perception, beauty is a position. Beauty is not a perception, it's a position. When you find yourself being called beautiful by the Almighty God, then you're beautiful. I got scripture to prove it. Romans 10:15, it says, how can anyone go unless they're preached, unless they're sent? How beautiful are the feet of those that deliver the gospel? The Bible says you got gorgeous feet. Now, I did a foot washing service, one by mistake. I didn't prep some of the guys that I was going to wash their feet. And one guy got a little bit embarrassed because there was toe jam all over the water. Sorry, Pastor. This was unexpected. You know, Jesus washed feet. I thought I was spiritual at the time, so I brought a bowl of water and I started washing feet. And by the time I got done, this guy got embarrassed. And I said, relax, dude. Relax. It's not about the toe jam in your feet. I am declaring your feet beautiful because Romans says you're a gospel deliverer. And because you're a gospel deliverer, you have beautiful feet. Who cares if you have a corn here and there? Bible says that you're positionally beautiful. He declares that. He declares in Isaiah 52:7 that how lovely the mountains and the feet are that bring the good news and announce the gospel of peace. That's why all the disciples, they were beautiful people. Because they, the prophets, they commanded an authority to bring a news that no one wanted to hear, yet the world needed. And God called them beautiful people. God called these soldiers, these generals, these masters, these warriors, beautiful people, because they delivered a message that the world needs to hear. And that world, it means the gospel of peace and the good news of Jesus Christ. And those that deliver that, the Bible says you have beautiful feet. Bible says you're a beautiful person. I'm talking to everybody here that is a disciple or a full-time minister of the gospel. You have a beauty inside of you that is unstoppable. And it's not the design of the world and the expectation of how the world values you or does not value you. The beauty you carry is the gospel message that's in your heart. And that heart is delivered to the world, whether they receive it or not. Because what does the Bible say? Dust your feet off if they don't. And keep on going. Where we fail sometimes is when we get discouraged and we start comparing. I'm as not as handsome as that person or gorgeous as that person, or I'm not as good as those individuals. I don't have the education. I don't have the value. I can't even spoke right. All these values are not the values how God values you. If you're a deliverer of His good news, you're a beautiful person. If you're beautiful, you're beautifully declared because you value what God values. The disadvantages of expectation is met with significance. The disadvantage of expectation is met with significance. Matthew 13, of the pearl of great price in chapter 13, verse 45, where there was a king that sought out beautiful pearls. And when he found the pearl of great price, he sold all that he had to buy it. That's an image of Jesus Christ. He sold it all for you and for me. We were the pearl of great price. We were the pearl of great value. It was what the king wanted. It was what the king doubled down on. It was what the king accepted. He bought the whole field for that one pearl. That's Jesus. That's Jesus in you and me. That He would leave the 99, right, to go after the one. That He would intentionally do things on purpose. He's after this great pearl. He's after you, and He's after me. He's after the value of that substance of what He calls beautiful people. And that value of substance is you. I was being interviewed by somebody just recently, and they were asking me, you do process, and you do discipleship process, and you've been at it for a good number of years. What is the value in the process? What's at the top of your list? What with content that you've wrote, classes that you've taught, what would you keep? What's the value? And this is how I landed. This is how I'm going to land with you tonight. I said, I have come to understand that it's just not the process of discipleship, the content of material. It's not just the steps in growth. I've come to understand the value is the value in people. It's the value in God's people. It's the value in promoting God's people. It's the value in putting in active ministry people of God. And it's the people. God values you. God values me. God values your family. God values your neighborhood. God values your family members. God values everything you're around. God values people. That's the pearl of great price. The value is people. I'm all about process. Let's go and take people through growth. But if we can't bring people to Christ, then what are we bringing to Christ? If we're not building a church full of God's people, then what kind of church do we have? If we're not promoting and going after and fishing and knocking and seeking and declaring people to come in, come one. That's why we hate empty seats, right? We want the party to be filled. We want you not just to be saved. We want your family members saved. We want them healthy. We want them alive. We want them vibrant. We want your children being raised up in beautiful homes with beautiful people with amazing expectation and promise. Beautiful people, you and me. That's the message tonight, because there's value here. Number three, you're beautiful because you see as God sees beauty. It's not the montage of beautiful people here. Some of these guys make $1 million on one face shot on Instagram. $1 million. That's great. The kingdom is not built on money, my friends. The kingdom is not built on good looks. The kingdom is not built whether you can have a lot of followers or not. The kingdom is not built on the systems that rely on the promotion of people. It relies on the promotion of Christ. And that value that's inside of you changes your perspective of beauty. That's why I've seen the most beautiful people here on campus. The ones finding the forgotten ones. The ones feeding the neglected ones. The ones helping the blind. The ones helping the needy. The ones educating and promoting. It breaks my heart to see them come. It breaks my heart when I was dealing with an individual and I was saying, man, can you read this? And he looks at me and says, Pastor, I wish I could read. Wow, are you serious? I was mentoring another guy and he says, look, man, I can't hear. I said, how are you talking to me right now? He says, I'm reading lips. It breaks my heart how to reach more people. How do we reach more people? Here's how we reach more people. We reach you to reach them to become beautiful people. Then God raises up a beautiful congregation to reach those that people have forgotten. Not the superstars, not the rock stars, not the ones in magazine covers. It's the ones that everybody's forgotten. There's a whole mission field, my friends, of people that you need to go after that God has called beautiful, but they don't feel like it. They don't act like it. They don't speak it. Here it is. They don't even believe it. And you have to now give them that hope because that's the perspective God wants us to give. This perspective, it says this, you are a child of God, Ephesians 2:10 says, his own special people created to live pure, fulfilled, faithful lives, for you are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that you should walk in them, Ephesians 2:8. God has created us to become beautiful people so we could shine in this ugly world that we live in. This morass of devaluing, debased. This is why these issues are at the forefront today of people attempting suicide and people not caring and people running away and people feeling neglected and people feeling rejected and people feeling offended. It's because this beauty hasn't become of them. They don't see themselves that way. They don't feel that way. They feel something different. But my Bible says that we are created by good works. We are God's workmanship. God is the designer of the designer of beautiful people. You know, when you do look at a painting, somebody brought in a painting, they wanted us to sell it. And I said, well, that's kind of a hard thing to do because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. To this guy, that painting's like $3,000. To us, or to the average person, is probably about 25 cents. Now, I'm not rude. The guy wasn't here. He was donating it. But it was a different perspective. To the works of the masters that are qualified, those things, that work of art goes for amazing, I mean, crazy amount of value. So much so, the Sistine Chapel there in Rome, some of the pieces of art don't even have a money value because they can't create a money value. They're so precious. But I'm here to say the workmanship of God in you, that God is the beauty of the eye of the beholder. The beholder is God, and he's designing a tapestry and a masterpiece and a piece of art in you and in me to design us to be beautiful people. Well, Pastor, I might end up on the swap meet as a painting. No, you're not. Because even if you're at the swap meet, you're evangelizing people, and beautiful are your feet. School systems, prison systems, wherever you're at. The tapestry of the beauty of God and that intentionality is being painted in your heart even tonight. That you're a beautiful individual. And you have something inside of you, God's workmanship and God's design and God's mastery and God's intentionality and God's focus inside of you. And when you are aware of this, you change. When you are aware of this amazing design and workmanship, man, Pastor, you're making it sound like we're the most beautiful people in the whole planet. Yes, that's my point. That's my point. Let me encourage, because I'm rounding the corner and going home. Brian, Melissa, you're a beautiful person. Here's why, Brian. Okay? Because you serve the poor and you serve the forgotten. And Melissa, you're his helpmate. And every time you get up early, and I know how early you get, it don't matter who's here looking at you. It don't matter what people are saying to you. You're a beautiful man, and I'm calling you beautiful because you have the feet prepared by the gospel to give the good news to the poor, and you're beautiful. Sherry, you're a beautiful person. Your heart, your mission, your focus. Yes, things are hard for you. But inside of you, God has created a beautiful picture that everybody that stands around you, everybody that talks to you, exudes God's glory all over you. That is not created by people. That is created by God. You have a mission and you have a focus and you've never been forgotten. Is this okay? Is this okay? All over this campus, I see faces that are beautiful people that come in and day out, serve the kingdom, don't check in. They don't check in with people. They're not knowing what they're doing. All the SBTs that are back-ending, all the Breaking Free mentors that are on the phone rescuing individual, all the ushers, all the greeters, everybody here at The Rock, you're an amazing, beautiful crowd, and this is what God says to you. You are a beautiful design and a beautiful tapestry, an amazing, glorified individual because of Christ in you, which the Bible says is the hope of glory. Pastor, I've never heard a message like this before. Yes, I know. This is why it's important for you to get this message. Because the more beautiful you become inside, the more beautiful you become outside, and then you're an unstoppable force. That there ain't nobody, there is no one on the planet that can stop that. Nobody. I don't see the apostles as beautiful, gorgeous individuals. I might be wrong. I might get to heaven and look at Paul and say, man, you are drop dead gorgeous, man. I'm so sorry, brother. I don't know how they looked. The Bible does not highlight it. Here's what I do know. They were beautiful men that walked on this earth because they delivered the good news even unto death. And they were focused and they were intentional and they didn't get caught up in the mess of the world because they were promoting Jesus Christ and Him alone. And that was the one that they king, that they served and they honored, and they made Jesus gorgeous. And they made them beautiful wherever they showed up. That's why miracles, signs, and wonders broke out all over the place. Because Jesus showed up and turned everything around. When we understand beauty from God's perspective, we understand how beautiful we are. You're beautiful because you love what God loves. Titus says this, as servants of overseers, starting at verse 9, I think I just got 10 on there. Do what's pleasing in every way. Verse 10 says this, don't steal from them. Show them you can be fully trusted. So that in every way, making the teaching about God and our Savior attractive, and I will add beautiful. That means when you go to your boss that's ugly and gave you the worst hours, and told you to work overtime on your way out Friday when you're already leaving, you serve and you serve well. You put your hard hat on, you put your gear back on, and you serve them so they could see your beautiful works and declare that there's something inside of you that's not common to man. And we live in a culture that needs this kind of beauty, my friends. We live in a world that needs this inside of you. Not the whiners, not the complainers, not the dissenters, not the negativity. Hey, yes, boss, what do you want me to do next? I'm ready to serve. Well, why do you have this attitude? Because my Bible tells me that I need to serve you as I serve Christ. And I want to serve Christ well, so I'm here to serve you. And I'm here to do a good job. I'm here to do a ready job. I'm here to do a focused job. And when everybody's gone home, I will be here doing a good job for you because I'm doing it for my Jesus, and my Jesus calls me beautiful, and I'm going to walk around. I don't care if no one's in the building. I'm going to be declaring the beauty of Christ inside of me, and I'm going to do an excellent job above standard, above the fray, above the expectation of people. I'm going to do a focused job because I'm a beautiful individual, and this beautiful man is going to grow up and shine in this ugly, dark world of ours. Beautiful people. When we see it from God's perspective, we change. You're beautiful because, number five, because God, you have accepted the call of His beauty. A willful obedience and acceptance is mandated in a fallen world, where Hebrews says that let's hold to an unwavering promise of hope we profess, that He's promise is faithful. Let us consider how we could spur one another with love and good deeds. Beautiful people live beautiful lives. Beautiful people live beautiful lives. So when people are around beautiful people, they want to act beautiful with them. The act is the goodness of God inside of you coming out. The act is the willful caring and mandating an effort that is oozing out of you because of the Holy Spirit. The beauty is the intentionality and the calling and the perspective of that you're valuing, you're seeing, you're doing exactly what God calls you to do. You become a beautiful individual, and God needs more of you and more of us. There ain't no way that our church is going to be able to battle the cultural problems that we have today. But it will if people rise up in their beauty and their intentionality and in their focus and become beautiful individual. I had the pleasure of being around and being raised by beautiful parents. And my parents, if you've seen them, you're like, okay. But to me, they're amazingly beautiful. They've sacrificially served. They've given. They've intentionally bought in to the mission of Christ day in and day out and still faithful to the gospel even at their age of 80 plus years old. I've had the pleasure to be around a community of amazingly gifted and anointed individuals and beautiful people. And that's you. And that's me. The church is a beautiful place to be. The church is a beautiful house. The church is full of His radiant glory. Well, Pastor, I don't feel that way. You're not talking to me. This is where you need a different perspective. This is where you need a different challenge. You need a different mandate. Because really, the Bible says this, and I'm going to end with this. It says this in Isaiah 28:5. It's not up on the screens. In that day, the Lord of hosts will come with a beautiful crown and its glorious splendor. And the Bible says the remnant of His people will be there. In the end, there will be a mass effort of beautiful people of gathering, throwing their crowns at the feet of Jesus and throwing their sacrificial service and saying, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the King, worthy is the Lord, worthy are you, Christ. And the Bible says it's a beautiful crown. It's an amazing crown. It's a crown of glory. How do you get that, Pastor Joel? To become a beautiful individual means you're a Christ follower. To become a beautiful individual, it means your heart is changed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father God, tonight, there's been a different perspective here at this pulpit today, tonight, and this perspective's this. You're in the business of calling people to yourself. This is what the gospel message is. We talked about beauty. We talked about value. We talked about intended purpose. We talked about a life change and a decision change. And tonight, we're talking about a heart change.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.